This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Saudi Arabia sentenced a woman rights activist to 34 years in prison Monday over her Twitter account. The Salma al-Shihab conviction has the U.S. State Department taking a closer look at the case. A bombing at a mosque in the Afghan capital of Kabul Wednesday night killed at least 21 people and wounded dozens. The same judge that issued the take-everything warrant on President Trump's Florida home will decide today if probable cause portion of the warrant will be unsealed. Former federal prosecutor Jonathan Fahey on Fox News calls out Attorney General Merrick Garland's double standard.
Last week, Merrick Garland was talking about wanting to be transparent, and they're opposing releasing this information, yet the people investigating this case have been leaking to the media, leaking grand jury materials or information.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A Ukrainian court sentenced a Russian soldier to 10 years in jail on Monday after finding him guilty of violating the laws and customs of war by firing a tank at a multi-story apartment building. You can expect to pay more for your hotel accommodations.
Hotel prices across the United States will cost travelers around $189 per night this Labor Day weekend. Travel research group Hopper says while that number is up 6% from last year, it's down from the summer peak price of $193. Hotel costs are one of the few places travelers can expect some relief as the summer travel season draws to a close. Domestic airfare is up 23% since last year and will cost around $278 round trip. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR racing is in Watkins Glen, New York this weekend. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Excessive heat this year could affect Christmas trees in the coming years.
Heat waves could affect Christmas tree farms. Live Christmas trees are more popular than ever, but heat waves and droughts could force some to go back to artificial trees. It takes years to grow a tree before it's harvested, and while more mature trees could be plentiful this holiday season, newer trees with years to go are suffering in some parts of the country. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
As China and Russia announce joint military operations later on this month, Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News says slave labor is what President Biden's green energy policies are paying for.
The Democrats just spent hundreds of billions of dollars to try to empower that regime more. Remember, China has a large portion of the world's so-called green energy technology, especially the minerals that go into it. Some of those slaves are making those exact solar panels or other inputs to it. We're spending hundreds of billions of taxpayers' dollars now on that technology, as opposed to trying to produce more oil and gas here in North America. That's because liberals like Joe Biden will avert their eyes from slaves and China or African child laborers while they look down their nose at American roughnecks and coal miners. The exact opposite of what we should be doing, producing more of our energy, producing less energy from China, which is being built on the backs of slave labor.
DUI crash suspect Ann Hesch's cause of death was announced by the coroner. Smoke inhalation and thermal injuries. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's
6 minutes sound? After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got my good friend A.J. Rice, CEO of Publius PR, a premier communications firm in Washington, D.C. He's a brand manager, star whisperer, and auteur media influencer. A.J., how you doing, buddy?
Brother Martinez, it's really a pleasure to be here.
I'll tell you, great to have you on, especially in this. I think you and I, maybe we've done this once or twice over the years, but never about a book. Congratulations on this book, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. This is incredible, AJ. You've done an outstanding job on this.
You know, yeah. I'm not sure we have done it. We've done it privately, but not for the audience.
Oh, I thought we've done it at least once or twice. I want to think so. You and I talk so often that I think that we've had these conversations.
I'm the man behind the curtain usually.
Yes,
you and a few other of my favorite hosts have lured me out of the castle.
Well, and we're all going to benefit from it greatly, along with our audience, because of what you have written in The Woking Dead. Explain to our audience, you know, what kept you up at 3 o'clock in the morning? Said you must write this book. That what are we talking about? 500 pages, almost 500 pages here. You were nonstop.
Well, not all that. Some of it's footnotes, but no, it's not the sequel to War and Peace. But what did keep me up at night was the true virus we're fighting, and it didn't come from China. It came from Karl Marx. It's here. It's a cultural virus. I wrote most of the book during COVID, and what I noticed was the government was trying to control us medically, what we inject ourselves with, where we go, what we strap on our faces or don't strap on our faces. And while they were doing that, they were conditioning us in another way. And that is the woke virus that I describe in the book. And it is pernicious. It's everywhere. It's in our sports. It's in our entertainment. It comes in the form of cancel culture. They're trying to run comedians out of town. They're trying to control what TV shows we watch, what radio shows we listen to. They're trying to remove some of our favorite hosts from television. So that's what I wanted to zero in on, the fact that the true virus that we are fighting against, led by the reanimated corpse in the White House, is wokeness. And, you know, look, I'm sure you talk about it, you know, white privilege and microaggressions and equity. They get into the public schools. They're trying to change your children. They're trying to tell them that the founding fathers were terrible racists. So this is a way to fight back.
Well, the other thing, AJ, they have done is made us fearful. You know, this is new. I mean, I haven't experienced this pandemic of fear since I was a kid growing up during the Cold War, and we had to dive under our desks just in case of a Russian nuclear bomb being released, right? But this is something, as you say, that is quite pernicious. It has invaded every aspect of our life, and it's more importantly, what it's done is it obliterated our First Amendment right of being, this ability to be able to have a conversation one with another. We are engaging individuals for the most part. Even introverts, I find, you know, need to have an engagement of sort. And when that's canceled, then that's deprived. It leaves us quite hollow and vulnerable.
Now and that's just it. We have been put through the sort of dress rehearsal of soft authoritarianism, and we accept their premises. They try out different tactics on us, and if we don't shout stop or fight back, they're just going to keep taking an inch and taking an inch and taking an inch. I mean, they raided the president's house. I mean,
yes.
I mean, where's the outrage? I mean, Look. They want to control the language. Yes, it's about the First Amendment. It comes from Hollywood. It comes from the Democratic Party. It comes from the teachers' unions and academia. Now, the thing that connects them all, the sort of, you know, social justice warrior cartilage, is big tech. It binds them all together. It gives them cover, and it suppresses voices like yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because here we are. I mean, the CDC made an announcement this past week that really said everything that they've been telling us about COVID was wrong. They admitted it. And where's the mainstream media? I mean, the same talking heads that supported the doctrine that was being espoused out there, that was keeping us more fearful, that was getting us attached to instruments of medicine, and even the wrong medicine that was killing people, that they still have not admitted to the impact that remdesivir has had on people. It's unconscionable, AJ.
They told millions of pregnant people to go inject themselves with this. I see the greatest class action lawsuit in history in the future. Are you kidding me? I mean, they tell women, my wife was pregnant during this thing. My wife was pregnant. She can't have sushi. She can't have aspirin. She can't eat salami. But she can have the COVID vaccine. It's outrageous.
Yes. I know, yeah. Now, it's insane the things that they made us go through this gauntlet of horror, and again, stripping us of our liberty and freedom so they will have control. AJ, as you look out on this, what is the end game for these globalists? I mean, because this is a globalist mindset that is being led by the World Economic Forum and powers that include President Xi and Putin and others, and America is being put in the back of the bus.
Well, look, geopolitically, globalism, I mean, COVID-19 should have proven that globalism was a failure. Mm-hmm. But understand this. Our enemies love wokeism. General Spalding gave me a blurb for the book where he says China loves wokeism. Anything that makes America weaker, anything that represses us, anything that makes us condition us just to the point where we'll hold our tongue, where we'll accept the premise of the new pronoun, and we'll accept the premise of unchecked borders or radical free trade that crushes and exports American jobs. They love it. They're chuckling. And just understand this. I've been working on this morning. The attack on Salman Rushdie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, somebody jumped on stage a couple months ago and tried to stab Dave Chappelle at a concert. The attack on Salman Rushdie is basically a form of cancel culture. The original cancel culture came from the Iranians, the mullahs in Iran, the American fatwa. Don't think for a second. I was booted off of LinkedIn for almost a month. I just got it back this week. Why? Because I shared a bunch of opinion from some of my clients like Naomi Wolf and Gregory Wrightstone. So don't think for a second the fatwa is not coming for us. They want to remove free speech, and they want to stop us from being able to communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the attack, in a sense, that raid that took place in Mar-a-Lago wasn't just against the president. It was against anybody that believed in America, the MAGA movement, and Donald Trump at large, was it not?
No, it was a raid on 5 million voters, without a doubt.
Right. Yeah, and this is where, you know, the people – thank God, I believe, are starting to wake up from all this wokeism, AJ, and they're starting to say, hell no. And we need, you know, to continue to flame those fires to resist this movement that, you know, they've been able to get away with this. I mean, this has been a progressive movement for the last several decades. This just didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, its initial form really begins in the 90s with the political correctness movement. And then it's given, it's like a snake, right, shedding its skin and getting new scales. That's basically what it's done. And it comes in the form of BLM and the Me Too movement, you know, Antifa.
Got to go to break. More from AJ after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And Fresh and Independent is A.J. Rice. His new book, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. A.J., just to put a ribbon on what we were talking about earlier, I want you to pick up on that thought and complete it so we can move on to the next series of questions.
Well, just understand this. You've got brown shirts in real life that are raiding the president's home, personal residence, right?
Right.
Some people are asking whether the FBI has become the militant wing of the Democratic Party. Now, their air cover, the place that most of wokeism refuels, lands, and takes off from, is big tech. That
yes.
is their how they project power. It's their armada, right? The aircraft mm-hmm. carrier of cultural Marxism. And, you know, the country was not supposed to be a situation where we have to invent our own TV shows and our own social media apps and our own churches. The country was not supposed to be like this. We were all supposed to be able to unite under one American creed. And the people that fought so hard to get remove separate but equal are now trying to institute it. So we have to fight back. The Woking Dead are everywhere. I mean, the guy in the White House, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's a meat puppet, and he's got people around him pulling the strings. And all the hopes and dreams of progressive America are just being dumped into this trash can, and he's giving it to them. So we have to fight back. I really appreciate, you know, you going through the book, and, you know, you just have to understand something. The American people want their culture back. Yes,
exactly.
They follow politics, but really, at the end of the day, the stuff that follows you home and comes into your house, whether it's in the form of inflation or having your favorite TV show canceled because of some goofy reason, that's really where the American people's heart is.
Well, more and more Americans are saying, I don't want to be identified as a Republican or Democrat anymore. I just want to be an American. I just want it to go well for myself, my family. I want to work hard, enjoy the fruits of my labor, and I want that for my neighbor. I mean, what a novel idea. I mean, we are dealing with all this hot mess, and it will continue until we get on the other side of this. You know, Donald Trump was a breath of fresh air to this country, which was quite the contrast compared to the Obama-Biden years, and why this country would determine, you know, to the tune of 80 million voters to want to select Joe Biden over a president that had turned the establishment on its head, that they would go with this narrative is beyond me. This is absolutely incredulous. Of course, you know, we saw what happened with the FBI raid and what continues to happen and how they're trying to kneecap Donald Trump and anybody that believes in America First policies, AJ.
Well, look, the left and the media like a more genteel, genuflecting, quiet, linguine spine, Jeff Flake, Mitt Romney type of Republican. Ones that they can bully. Ones that they can impugn the integrity of. Ones that they can plant evidence on. Ones that they will just walk, take their ball and go home and know their place. And Trump, and this is the reason he broke a lot of people, some of it's Queens, some of it's Scotland from his mother.
Right.
He's not going to put up with that. He's
exactly.
not. He's the ultimate counterpuncher. So they are beside themselves by that. They can't control him like they could possibly, you know, a Bush or a McCain or a Romney or even a Bob Dole, God rest his soul. A lot of these people are nice men personally. But if you're going to take your country back, you can't always be led by nice men.
Exactly. Well, it's kind of like that scene in The Godfather when it was time to get a new attorney, and Michael's talking to Tom, the existing attorney. He says, we need a wartime consigliere, right? And this is where America is right now, is we are in a battle, the battle for America's life. I mean, basically, when you've got 90%, AJ, 90% of the country saying we're on the wrong track, that is quite revealing and should be rattling the kneecaps of the Democrats and these wokists and these progressives that are that have been leading our country down a dark and dire road.
No, I agree with you. You know, it's funny, when Trump was president, a lot of people that claim to be able to think for Christians or Catholics or Orthodox Jewish people would ask me, why do they like him? Why do evangelicals like Trump? And I used to say, because he's the bouncer outside the church. Well, what do you mean? I said, evangelicals have reached a point where they're not looking for the pastor in chief. They're looking for someone to stand outside the church like a bouncer and
right.
stop the woke zombies from entering their church and burning it to the ground.
Exactly. What comes to mind was when the president was right in front of the church that almost was burnt down in Washington, D.C. Interesting you should use that analogy, A.J.
Well, that was him standing there. Mm. I've been using that for years, and then he actually fulfilled it. So,
yeah.
I mean, look, we're dealing with a whole group of people that are obsessed with identity. They're obsessed with it, okay? They're not – and diversity, right? How does diversity enhance talent exactly? It doesn't. Was Jackie Robinson great, or was Jackie Robinson black and therefore great? No, he was great.
Right.
Muhammad
exactly.
Ali was great. Could have been purple. He would have been great. So they're obsessed with it. They're fixated on race and gender and sexuality instead of being fixated on excellence.
Well, you know, and then we go back to the simple statement that's often quoted of Martin Luther King Jr., not the color of her skin, but the content of her character. I mean, when is that going to be allowed to rise up again? Go ahead.
This same obsession is basically taking over parts of the military. They're not looking for great Marines or great airmen or great Navy sailors or Army. They're looking, again, like they're going through a sushi menu of a Benetton ad, checking boxes.
Well, look what happened. You know, we checked a box for a vice president. We've checked a box for a Supreme Court judge that doesn't even know what a woman is.
Correct.
I mean, this is pretty insane, AJ.
This is what
I
happens
mean,
when you lead
we've lost
with
our mind.
Identity
yeah.
instead of
yeah.
leading with talent.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here we are. We're committing the same sins that these other nations.
Do you think Barack Obama chose Joe Biden because he was talented? He pulled him off the trash heap? Barack Obama chose Joe Biden because he needed an old, slightly, you know, racist, Irish guy from the Northeast that had been in the Senate a long time. I mean, he was – even Joe Biden was picked because he was an Irish Catholic curmudgeon dummy. And Obama pulled him off the trash heap. And where was Kamala at the time that she was picked? She was out of that presidential race by, I think, Christmas against Biden.
Right.
Again, she was picked not for talent, but because she was checking boxes.
Well, we got to get out of this checking boxes mentality, but until we get on the other side of, sadly, 2024. But meanwhile, the battle rages, and we've got to do something about it, even starting these midterms, to be extremely vigilant to make sure all our votes count, AJ.
Well, look, the American people are waking up. You saw what happened in Virginia with Glenn Youngkin's win. Is Glenn Youngkin the biggest right-winger in America? No. Now, could he win a Texas primary? Probably not. But he saw one thing, and that is that people's kids were being screwed with because of wokeism, because of CRT, the 1619 Project. And if we can harness that message, your pocketbook is getting hit, your health is getting hit, your education of your children is getting hit, get yourself a copy of The Woking Dead, go to the polls, wave it around in those phony poll watchers' faces and say, let's go, Brandon, and let's go vote.
Amen. Amen. A.J. Rice, his book, The Woking Dead, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you bring us home, A.J.
Well, look, you can get it pretty much anywhere books are sold. Understand this, that it's really up to you, the audience, to make a difference. You have to vote with your feet. You have to vote with your wallet. If you don't like goofy corporations jamming their messages down your throat, turn it off, go somewhere else. The same thing goes with the NFL and the NBA, as much as I'm from Philly and love sports. And take back your country. Take back your
Amen.
Culture. Take back your country. Get a copy of The Woking Dead and never stop listening to Bill Martinez Live.
You got it. He's the CEO of Publius PR. A.J. Rice has been with us, author of The Woking Dead. Thank you, A.J. God bless, my friend.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Saudi Arabia sentenced a woman rights activist to 34 years in prison Monday over her Twitter account. The Salma al-Shihab conviction has the U.S. State Department taking a closer look at the case. A bombing at a mosque in the Afghan capital of Kabul Wednesday night killed at least 21 people and wounded dozens. The same judge that issued the take-everything warrant on President Trump's Florida home will decide today if probable cause portion of the warrant will be unsealed. Former federal prosecutor Jonathan Fahey on Fox News calls out Attorney General Merrick Garland's double standard.
Last week, Merrick Garland was talking about wanting to be transparent, and they're opposing releasing this information, yet the people investigating this case have been leaking to the media, leaking grand jury materials or information.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. You know, while COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to increase across the U.S., booster rates are lagging. Boosters provide an additional layer of protection against the worst outcomes of COVID and give people the best defense possible against current variants. Everyone age 5 years or older and vaccinated is eligible to get boosted, yet many people have been slow to get the extra protection. We have a trusted medical expert with us, Sarah Stevens, who's with the Network Medication Safety Officer for Honor Health in Scottsdale, Arizona, and she's here to tell us more about it. Sarah, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Well, we know that 3/4 of American adults, 2/3 of all Americans have been vaccinated. Over 100 million have gotten boosters. Are you encouraged by these numbers?
Well, sure. I think it's great that over the last, you know, couple of years, we've been able to get to the point where we're at. I think, you know, now that we're not seeing as many people get severely ill, hospitalized, requiring ICU care, I think, you know, people are feeling a little bit more relaxed, right? The masking requirements have gone away. You know, it feels like we're turning a corner, which I think we are.
Mm-hmm.
I think the important point to just continue to drive home is that that doesn't mean that it's okay or that you're protected, or I guess it's not okay to think that it's just safe to be not vaccinated. I think there's, you know, a risk tolerance everyone needs to consider for themselves. And I guess how I look at it now is if you're unvaccinated, you're just more likely to get severely ill and die from this disease. And we don't, and the scary part to me is that we can't with any reasonable way really predict who is going to get sick and die versus not. So you're really just kind of rolling the dice if you're unvaccinated a little bit. And so for myself, for my child, I just want to offer the best protection as possible. Mm-hmm. And that really is with vaccination and boosters.
Right. And this is what people are doing. I mean, this is informed consent. And as you suggested, this is a personal decision still. It comes with recommendation. Here's some data and experience. And you put that into the consideration to decide to get vaccinated and boosted, right?
Right. I think you do. I mean, we initially started down this entire pandemic path trying to halt the virus, and we were largely unsuccessful in doing so for a variety of reasons. So now the state of the state is we have, you know, COVID-19 as part of the, you know, part of our society now. It's not sort of if you'll come in contact with it, it's when.
Exactly.
And so when you come in contact with this virus, how protected do you want to be? Mm-hmm. You know, there are people who have been vaccinated that, you know, can still contract the virus and become ill, but their illness is more mild and you're much less likely to become hospitalized or die versus if you don't have that protection. Or maybe you've had infection before and you think you're good. There is better protection even in those who have been infected with COVID-19 to also get vaccinated. So those numbers are there. And hopefully folks feel more comfortable with the vaccine now for as long as it's been out and the millions of people have received it with no long-term side effects. Hopefully that makes people feel a bit more comfortable and safe receiving the vaccine. Not to mention if you do contract COVID, your risk of that long COVID, which we're learning more about, is real, and you're mm-hmm. more likely to have long COVID if you're unvaccinated and get the virus and become sick. So, you know, those things are real risks that I hope people are being careful about when they're making these decisions.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've had, like you said, 2.5 years of experience with this, and I think we've gotten to, I think, a reasonable conclusion. I think it's reasonable that we've realized that we were not going to eliminate COVID altogether. You know, somewhat similar, I guess you could say, like the flu. You know, we've kind of learned to live with it. We've learned to get vaccinated. Some people still choose not to get vaccinated for the flu, as there will probably be people, no matter what we say and how much we encourage them and how much data we show, are still going to refuse to get to get vaccinated, much less even boosted. Who's eligible for a COVID booster right now, Sarah?
Basically, everybody five years of age and up. The important point, though, I want to drive home, I think a lot of people are forgetting, is if you're age 50 or older, you're eligible for a second booster, and that's a really important thing to consider to ensure that you're as protected as possible. So that age group, I think, tends to be lacking in that second booster. Really important mm-hmm. point.
And so you're finding that this is really highly recommended for people that are, you said, 55 plus?
50 and older.
Oh, 50 and
for the
older.
Second booster. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with the recent FDA recommendations to update boosters to target new variants, are the current vaccines still effective?
They are looking like they're still effective. So the recommendation is not to wait for a new version of the vaccine to come out before getting that booster. You're at more risk waiting than you would be to just get what we have currently available, which is still showing effectiveness.
If somebody, say, has been naturally immune and they say, okay, I didn't get vaccinated, should I get boosted or should I get vaccinated and then boosted?
You should do both, so you get vaccinated and boosted, even if you had a COVID-19 infection. Yeah, it's you're still just doing the series. Uh-huh.
And so how should people decide which booster shot to get? Is one better than others?
Oh, that's a great question. Really, it doesn't matter what booster you get, depending on the vaccine. So if you got Moderna first and you happen to get a booster with Pfizer or vice versa, that's a non-issue. Mm-hmm. You can go to vaccines.gov, get a lot of information there, and also just talk with a doctor or pharmacist if you're confused. I mean, the information, it's hard to keep vaccine schedules straight to begin with. And so feel free to, you know, and I would encourage people to ask pharmacists and physicians about their options and do what's best for them. One thing I think people are also forgetting is we have Novavax is the newest vaccine for COVID, and that one's a protein-based. It's the same technology we've used for 30-plus years. Hepatitis B vaccines are created in the same way. So if people still feel uncomfortable with mRNA vaccine technology for whatever reason, mm-hmm. that might be an alternative option that people feel comfortable with just due to the, you know, longevity of that sort of vaccine type. So that's another option as well for folks.
Sarah, I'm glad you brought mRNA up. Why is there still a controversy about that?
I don't fully understand the controversy. Just, you know, based on the objective evidence that I think the medical community is aware of and has read fully, we feel very comfortable with the technology, and it has been around for a long time. I think it was largely just the fear around, you know, the pandemic, vaccines, this, you know, rapid fire, what appeared to be very rapid approval of vaccines that felt unsafe to people. Mm-hmm. That's not what was happening, but I think just how that was communicated and everything that was, you know, on social media, in the media, talked about everywhere, just got people in a bit of a frenzy and uncomfortable with the vaccine rollout, which was unfortunate. And we saw, you know, sort of the backlash of that. And we've been working really, really hard to get good information to people so that they can make a decision for themselves and feel comfortable. So Hopefully the mRNA technology feels better to people now that we've learned more and we've calmed down and, you know, we're two and a half years out and all of that. But I think there's still lingering, you know, concern. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's fantastic we have this other option, because I would just prefer, you know, to really, you know, help people understand the benefit of a vaccine no matter which type you choose.
Well, Sarah, two quick questions here as we wrap things up. It seems like boosters are going to be part of our future almost every year, like flu shots. And where can they go for more information?
Best place is really that vaccines.gov website. Mm-hmm. I used it myself recently just to check out the functionality and how it works, and it's really nice. Just put in your zip code, very easy to figure out where to get vaccines and the recommendations around them. So, yeah, that's my first go-to. The second, you know, CDC website is a great source of information, and, of course, your trusted healthcare professionals.
Okay. Sarah Stevens has been our guest network medication safety officer for Honor Health in Scottsdale, Arizona. Sarah, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments.
Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GTN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine2bar. Vine2bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Great to have you with us for the ride. I mean, hey, look at how much fun can you have? You know, are we allowed to have? Well, as much as God will let us, and we're thankful ever so for His grace and mercy. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Ted Baer is with us, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Hey, Dr. Ted, how we doing?
I'm doing well today because I'm talking to you. As always, that makes life a little bit better, and we get to talk about the entertainment industry, which is where I live. So,
yes.
You know, it's interesting.
Well, exactly. Well, let's talk about Secret Headquarters, huh?
Secret Headquarters, you know, what Secret Headquarters should tell us is that a lot of the studios want to get into family product because they know they can make more money. And there's a lot of good aspects of Secret Headquarters. It's fun. It's sort of a lightweight, goofy Goonies. And it's not the worst movie, but it's not the best movie. They sort of lose the plot for a while and wander around. And they have more, you know, little teenage action scenes in it than it needs. It's about a man who is picnicking with his family, and he sees a jet crash into a UFO, now that we're all into UFO, and he rushes toward it, and the pilot is there, and the UFO opens up and delivers a sphere, and the pilot says, he tries to take it, and he says, "You're rejected," and then it gives it to Owen Wilson, who's playing Jack, and Jack becomes the guard who can do superhero type stuff, stuff that Superman's been doing for a long time. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, the pilot and some super mad megalomaniac millionaires want to capture the source, this alien object, so that they can be strong and valiant too and to take over the world. So it's about these kids. Jack has been a terrible family man. He hasn't spent much time with his son, And so suddenly, you know, his son is rejecting him, but his son finds his secret headquarters and with his friends, and they get into a battle with a megalomaniac millionaire. And guess what? It all happens according to Hoyle. So it's, you know, it's sort of paint by numbers. Mm-hmm. I watched it. I reviewed it. I'm not crazy about it, but it's a lot better than a lot of other movies.
Yeah. What about Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters?
Now, there is a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Stephen, Alex Kendrick is a friend, and he used to be my radio engineer, and he's done just a wonderful time with Strong. And this is about a father who loves his daughter, wants his daughter to go into his business. And surprise, she comes home and she says, I'm engaged. And I'm engaged to a missionary. And I'm going to go into missions. Mm-hmm. And he's shocked. Now, I don't know why anybody would be shocked, because, you know, my daughter did missions in the most dangerous countries in the world. Wow. And she's beautiful, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, mm-hmm. which you can't be anymore. But there she is, naturally blonde-haired, blue-eyed. And with her friends of hers from school. And she enjoyed it immensely. So I'm proud of anybody who becomes a missionary, whether it's in Hollywood or anywhere in the world. But he wants to win her, so he tries to work out how to keep her. And he hadn't talked to me yet. So since he hadn't talked to me, Bill, he didn't know how to keep her. Mm. And I got my daughter to settle down and do all our videos, because I brought on a director who's about 6'5", handsome, intelligent. And they fell in love. So, you know, here, but
you set her up.
And Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters is a, yes. is a very good family film. Beautifully made. And I'm proud of the you know, the production.
Right. Well, you know, you would think that, again, you know, you and I, because we're, you know, kindred spirits when it comes to issues of faith and that any of our children that would choose to be a missionary, we would thank God, you know, for that. We would, yeah. you know, be so grateful for it. But I can appreciate, I mean, there's rooms for fathers and others, maybe mothers it could be as well, that would think, hey, look, at I have a different plan than, you know, what my daughter is leading to. And I know many times in my career, having had the opportunity in talking with people, young people, as far as, you know, finding themselves doing something that they weren't really happy in doing, but they were doing it because of a parent, because they felt that this is what their parent wanted yeah. them to do. And and you see the what I referred to as a round peg in a square hole, and you see that conflict, those rubbing areas that come into play, because the giftings and talents that God has designed them for is not consistent with that square peg, you know, or that square hole. And you know, and so you know, and it's very satisfying when they're able to, in faith, you know, be able to talk to a you know, a parent, and sometimes a very controlling parent, and say, look, at I love you, but I still have to be true to myself, right?
Well, this, you know, the point of this, you've got to have jeopardy in a movie.
Yes.
And it's got very strong jeopardy. It's very well crafted. And when you have jeopardy, you've got to have this battle between the father and the daughter, because jeopardy mm-hmm. produces, you know, those conflicts. And then it has to be resolved. I hate to tell you, all these situations have to be resolved. Finding Nemo is about finding Nemo, not losing
right.
him. Oh,
right.
I made a mistake, and I ask the audience's forgiveness and yours. It's not Kendrick's movie. It's David DeVos, who I've known since he started in the industry, and David White, since I've known since he
started. Oh, yes, right. Yeah, because this is a Pure Flix movie. Yeah, David White. Exactly. Right.
Yeah, and... Yeah. They're both wonderful people, and they're both good friends. And David DeVos has been to the Movie Guide Awards. So I don't want to make a mistake of not recognizing the right talent. And well, David's gotten better. David DeVos has gotten better with every movie he's made.
That's excellent. Of course, hearts are still sad over Olivia Newton-John. At an early age of 73. I mean, you just thought that, you know, she, you know, though we knew her perils in dealing with breast cancer, you just had this sense that, you know, everything was okay until it wasn't.
Well, she came to the Movie Guide Awards a couple of years ago, and she did a very strong faith allegorical song. And the interesting thing about Olivia Newton-John was, you know, she says in the article that she was, that we have on movieguide.org, and it was nice meeting her, nice having her there. I know a lot of people at the Movie Guide Awards said they had a crush on her. I didn't have a crush on her, but I was married to the most beautiful woman in the world, so why would I have a crush on Olivia Newton-John? Mm-hmm. But anyway, she always said the Lord's Prayer, but she vacillated in and out of faith. And if you look at the top 25 songs, which made her very famous, and she went through many periods of being, you know, gospel, and then being country, and then mm-hmm. being, you know, hip-hop, and et cetera. She went through many different periods in her life, and she went through many different personality. But a friend of mine who's made a really terrific movie said that she was in the movie that's coming out this November, and she was always singing gospel songs. Mm. So I'm praying, since our movie got award, she was strong about faith, and since she, in this movie, she was singing gospel songs with the others. Now, these are Christian movies, right?
Yes,
got
sir,
that.
Of course. Yes.
So she was singing Christian gospel songs with the rest of the team. I'm hoping that it got to her heart. Mm-hmm. You know, she's got an interesting background. She went through a lot of pain and suffering. At the Movie God Awards 4 years ago, because we had COVID that interfered with it for the last couple of years, she sang the song, and it was dedicated to her sister who had died young.
Oh.
Actually, God says that, you know, at one point he lets us live like Noah. Then the next point he says, you'll have 120 years because you're so stubborn and miserable. And then in Psalms, he takes it down to 70 years.
70.
So
exactly.
Every year you live beyond 70 years, Bill, means that God loves you and is letting you continue your mission here.
Amen.
And a good thing for people out there to know that God never takes you before you finish your mission. So become a missionary in a very difficult territory like Hollywood, and he can't take you.
Yes, right.
You finish your mission. I'm going to be here forever.
Well, it's all about a lifestyle, isn't it, Ted? I mean, no matter where you are, you take the gospel with you. You just, in fact, I'm amazed at times, I'm sure as you are, how the topic will come up. It's a divine appointment, however way you want to identify it, but it is a real special moment. But you know it's a Holy Ghost moment. You know, where God says, okay, it's time. And you go, what am I going to say? Don't worry, just shut up. And next thing you know, the word comes out that is directly from the throne room of God that comes with all kinds of love, doesn't it? And you go, that's not me. Who's that? Who is that? You know? So it is a very cool experience. Speaking of which, have you had a chance, it's kind of like off the record here, have you had a chance to see Man of God? The movie that Yelena Popovich
We saw it in the beginning. It was the producer brought it to us personally and asked a long time for our input for it. You know, we gave it a good review. It's a European-type movie. It is not an American-type movie. But it's a good European movie, especially. You're not Greek Orthodox, are you?
No, I'm not, but I appreciate... You know, saintly men and Saint Nectarios was a real special, humble man of God that respected the poor. And for doing that, he was maligned by the prideful orthodoxy of the time, of his era, which was really, in a lot of ways, very Jesus-like. And it was just amazing. But that is just an incredible story. So now, the reason it's coming back is that it's now on streaming, video on demand, and Blu-ray. Now it's just been released again. Dr. Ted Baer, founder, publisher of Movie Guide, you're the best. Appreciate it. Thank you, Ted. Take care. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated?